The Miller-Murkowski contest motivated some Richardson Highway community voters in yesterday's primary. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, they were seeking to shake things up.
Republican voters in four communities along the Richardson Highway said Tuesday that it's time for change, like North Pole voter Benny Williams, who says it's time to throw the bums out.
The best thing to do is, in my view, you get them knucklehead top politicians out.
It was a refrain that was repeated often in interviews conducted on the eve of the primary election among voters in Delta, Salcha, North Pole, and Fairbanks. Here's Connie Kowalis, another North Pole voter.
I think we do need a change in Washington. We do need a change in Juneau. And something else has got to happen.
Dave Scott, who turned out to vote in Delta Junction, says the change he wanted to see most was the occupant of the U.S. Senate seat, now held by Lisa Murkowski.
I say I want to see Murkowski unseated. I'm one of the reasons is, in the first place, I think she got the seat originally illegally, and I'm still got my dander up about that. She's voted too many times with the establishment, and that's not what we need.
The race between Murkowski and her Republican rival, Joe Miller, was by far the biggest draw for Republican voters we talked with. Scott says he wasn't sure at first, but he finally went for Miller after he got the backing of a certain high-profile power broker.
When Sarah and the Tea Party endorsed Miller, and that decided me right there.
Dave Zawadzki, a Fairbanks Republican, was among those who thought Murkowski deserved another term.
She's been in there a long time. She's got a lot of pull, and she's good. As far as I'm concerned, she does everything she's always pulling for Alaska like she should. And all the other bad mouthing that the other candidate does about her, he's full of crap.
A Miller supporter in Salcha, Charlie Draper, says times have changed. It's no longer good enough just to bring home the bacon.
The system of judging your performance by how much money you get for the state is ending, and we're seeing the change right now. And it's going to keep going to the next election in the same direction.
Republican voters around Alaska seem to share the opinions of those voters based on the returns that kept the race neck and neck throughout the night last night, with Miller hanging on to a lead of around 2 percentage points. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.